Delaware Valley pollster and political scientist Dr. Terry Madonna, director of the Franklin and Marshall College poll, director of the Center for Politics and Public Affairs, Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster. Terry, what do you make of this roller coaster ride of events?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's Kim Jong and it's Donald Trump. I mean, I think it's going to continue to be up and down. There's no way to sort of sit back and predict exactly what's likely to happen. I mean, it's obvious that, and here's what we don't know. We don't know if Trump knows something that we don't know, you know, something that he's learned, something that the intelligence community has relayed to him. We're not privy to that. And it's also clear that, you know, that the vice president was insulted and that Trump was upset about that. I don't think he liked some of the moves by Kim Jong in the last week or so.
Supposedly one of our diplomats, the advance team, got snubbed in Singapore.
So it seems to me that I think this meeting is likely to come off because it's in the interest of both the United States and North Korea to do it. The question is, under what terms and what are the circumstances under which it actually occurs? And then if it does occur, what actually gets accomplished? And as you know, you've talked about this before, the bottom line, whatever gets done, is it verifiable? Anything that gets done with North Korea has to be verifiable, or else we're into another Iran situation.
Well, I mean, that's still always the paradox, isn't it? The Iran treaty is imperfect, and that somehow this president can uniquely build a more sustainable, verifiable treaty with North Korea than Obama could with Iran, with the other powers.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much time we have, but there's one other point I would make.
Yeah.
I noticed that Larry Sabato down at the University of Virginia, a good friend of mine, in his latest crystal ball, made an observation, and I've been making it now for the past 6 weeks or so. I think we all have to be careful about the size, about whether or not there'll be a blue wave or not, and if there is, what is the size of that blue wave? The congressional generic ballot question, if the election were held today, would you vote for a Democrat, for Congress, or Republican? That's now, on average, about 3 points in favor of the Democrats. 3 points. At the end of the year, it was 12 points in favor of the Democrats. I'm not suggesting there won't be a blue wave. I'm merely and Democratic voters in the polls that we've done at FNM, Franklin and Marshall, and other polls show more Democratic enthusiasm. But the bottom line is we got to be really careful at this point about making predictions about the size of the wave.
No, I think you're absolutely correct there. And engaging voter intensity at any given time, who knows?
Yes.
Meanwhile, I think to most people, even to some journalists, but let alone just folks reading and viewing and listening, all the Russia stuff and now the president and Republicans in the House in particular trying to demonize Mueller and the process and the Russia probe. I mean, it following all the minutiae is almost impossible at this point.
Well, and here's the point: as someone who's been involved in polling for 26 years, I repeat this: the average voter is not interested in the Mueller. And I mean, I'm not saying that if something came out of it that was substantial, but this has been going on now for more than a year. It's back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, it's background noise.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're not into it, and it's not caused Trump to lose support among his base.
No, except for the small minority that watches cable news every night and, you know, CNN and MSNBC.
You only get your point reinforced because you don't watch MSNBC for an hour and then go to Fox News for an hour. You only watch one or the other.
Yeah, and then back to Big Bang Theory. All right.
Yep.
All right. Have a glorious weekend. Thank you, Terry Madonna, Franklin and Marshall.